This is Space Kate enjoying a last bit of sunshine here on the Isle of Man before I head back to London, and I'm whizzing around trying to catch members of as many teams as I can before I go, and I've got one standing right here. What's your name? Where do you come from, sir?
Andrew Barton. I'm from the team White Label Space, and where do I come from? That's a tough question. Originally Sydney, Australia, but now living in the Netherlands, where our team has its headquarters just outside the European Space Agency ESTEC facility there.
So White Label Space, there was a bit of a story to that name that you were telling us yesterday. Can you just give us a brief version of that?
Oh, well, we spent months at the beginning trying to brainstorm and choose a good name. We saw immediately the potential for a sort of marketing sponsorship type approach to the space mission which we're trying to do. And we wanted to build a brand which would be clearly brandless. And so, you know, we thought of Acme and SpaceX, and of course that's already taken. And we had a stroke of brilliance by our team leader, Steve Allen, who lives in your country, actually. And he came up with the name White Label Space. And it's maybe not immediately obvious, but it's clearly what it means is a white label platform where you can put information for your sponsors and partners, and of course it's a space as well, so double meaning there. And so we're very happy with that name.
And what was it that made you want to enter this prize in the first place?
The majority of our team is motivated by the challenge and the recognition that they're going to get from winning the prize, or at least being seen to struggle hard and to make good progress. Money, although that's an important issue, is not a primary motivator for our team.
Well, I mean, the prize, it may well be, well, there's a prize pot of $30 million, but teams are having to spend a lot more than that to get their rovers up to the moon in the first place. So I guess money in that sense isn't such a motivator. But what's the makeup of your team like? Are you working on this full-time? Is it like a side project? Are you rocket scientists? Or are you just, you know, hackers and with an interest in space?
In those categories, we fit closest to the rocket scientist category. So the team itself, the majority of the founders were from the European Space Agency, contractors there. Many of them have moved on now, including myself, but we still have that network. So we came from a very technical, experienced direction, and we got a few other people along the way who are more business savvy types people, commercial type people, and so we have focused, and we still are focusing very much on our technical approach, but we're trying to bring in more and more of this marketing side, and just in the coming months we expect to start approaching sponsors with professional agents around the world to get us the funding to go to the next stage. Now, what we've done so far has been on a volunteer basis.
So what have you done so far?
We've done detailed design studies of our mission architecture, and we've actually published those on the web. At least there's one document published on the web last year. Also at the International Astronautics Congress last week in Prague, we had a publication for that also. Essentially, what we're doing is communicating the fact that we know how to do this, and our team members and our partners, and you can read about them on our website, whitelabelspace.com.
You've got this marketing then down to a T, haven't you?
I'm learning as I go, you know. you can see that the people involved and the organisations involved have got experience doing this sort of thing before for serious customers like ESA. So, what we've achieved so far is organising the technical requirements of the mission into something low-cost, minimum possible risk. There's always some risk involved, but we think we can do the whole mission for around $50 million US dollars, which is maybe a bit more expensive than some of the teams are estimating, but we think it's a more realistic estimate, including all of the things you really have to do actually along the way.
Okay, so you've got a bunch of rocket scientists as part of your team. What I've been hearing over the last couple of days, which kind of surprised me actually, is that I don't know if I've actually met anybody from a team that is building their own rocket. Is that what you're going to do? Save a bit of money on the launch costs?
Actually, you would not save any money on launch cost if you built your own rocket. Development of rockets, launch vehicles to be specific, is extremely expensive, and you'll spend many more times your launch price.
Oh, you're a rocket scientist. You know how to do this already, yeah?
We do know how to do it, and we know how expensive it is.
That's why you're not doing it. Yeah, okay.
The launch vehicle is the single most expensive line item in the mission budget. So we want to minimise that cost, and we're going to go for off-the-shelf systems.
So what about your robot, your rover itself? Are you going for a big thing and take lots of instruments and things and, you know, open that up to scientists around the world? Or are you going for light, cheap, does the job?
We'll do the job for the GLXP basic mission requirements. We're currently studying the bonus prize options and which one we can adapt our current design to. But we're not going to limit ourselves just to the GLXP mission. We're going to take some extra payload along, maybe about 1 kilogram on the rover and a few kilograms extra on the lander as well. So what we can do there is we land, we do the GLXP mission, and then we execute other missions for other partners, other customers, in fact, who make that mission more financially viable.
Great. And are you going to win?
Of course we are.
Are you going to share the prize money with me when you do?
No.
Oh, and look at all this airs. I haven't pressed publish yet, you know. By the way, are you going to remain Bite Label? Or, you know, what would I have to offer you to make it the Kate mission?
We would relinquish the team, the brand name which we've built up for the top mission sponsor. So the people who pay for the majority of the mission's costs. And so that's in the tens of millions.
Well, I'll start saving up my pocket money. You never know. Good luck with it all.
Thank you.